Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, tips for dealing with Indian or Hindu homebuyers. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, guys. One of the topics that I've been wanting to do for a while is to do a little series, actually, on dealing with international homebuyers. And specifically in this episode, we're going to be talking about Eastern Indian type homebuyers. We'll also cover some other nationalities as well. But I've sold homes for 25 years, and there's all sorts of different buyers that I've worked with over the years. And one of the more particularly challenging home buyers to work with is buyers from Eastern India. And I'm going to give you some tips and different things that they tend to look for when they're buying a home. Now, these folks are not trying to intentionally be difficult. In fact, many of the times, it's just certain things that are part of their culture, part of their belief system that they want incorporated into the purchase of their home. And us as Western cultures don't typically understand these items very well. And quite frankly, we don't take the time to understand them. And that a lot of times causes some of the tension in the home buying process. Now, I'm also going to qualify anything that I say in this particular episode with a couple things. One, every single person is an individual. Every single person has their own preferences, their own personality quirks, and so on and so forth. So when I make a statement specifically regarding a culture, it is not done with any malice. In fact, there's probably still some misunderstandings that I have with different cultures as well. But always keep in mind that everyone is an individual and they all have their different preferences. And the other thing that you have to understand with many cultures, just like America, you know, we're a melting pot here. You know, we have all sorts of different cultures here. We have German and Italian and Polish and, you know, Irish. And every single one of us, we may look similar, but we all have different belief systems. And just like religion as well, there's all sorts of different types of religion, right? I mean, you have just really quickly, you have Catholic and you have Lutheran and you have Mormon, and they all have very different belief systems. So I have to understand that this is not a one-size-fits-all for anyone. And the biggest thing that you have to understand, and I'm going to say this with any culture, is if you're not sure, ask. Ask a question. What's important to you? Is there anything for your culture that you want to make sure is integrated into your home? You know, be careful with that, but you want to ask those questions because they will tell you. They will tell you what's important to them and what they really need going into your home. And I've dealt with this many times, and as you deal with this type of buyer, sometimes it's more important to some than others. I've had it where a particular item, and we'll go over this in a little bit, is very important to one buyer, and then you have another buyer that looks very similar, acts very similar, and it's really not important. And it's some of it's the level of importance to them and their level of their belief system, but sometimes as well with the particular religion and some of the beliefs that they have, some of those items, like let's say the way the home faces, there is some flexibility built into their belief system. They can purchase a home facing a different direction, but then sometimes they have to do quite a few other things in order to mitigate those challenges that would result from that. So a lot of times there is some flexibility built into that system. So with that, let's get started and understanding that, you know, every person is individual and every, you know, group or culture, they do have different sects. They have different groups. They have different belief systems. Just like we do here in America, we have multiple religions and belief systems. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. Everyone is an individual. And the most important thing is to really ask a lot of questions and also just you know, be patient and try and understand what is important to them and then you can really help and solve the problem. And that's the end of the day. What we all are when we're in real estate, when we're selling homes, is we are problem solvers. Okay, so with that, this episode again, we're talking about Eastern Indian type of home buyers. And here in the southeastern part of Wisconsin, western Milwaukee area, we do have a lot of these type of buyers. They tend to be fairly affluent. They're professional. A lot of them own businesses, or they are in the tech sector, and or engineers. So they're fairly sophisticated people. They're very intelligent. They value their school systems. They value the education, especially for their kids, and that's very important to them. And so they are going to be well-educated buyers, sophisticated individuals generally, and pretty intelligent by and far. So, you know, you're going to have to be on your toes when you're working with them. They really like quality first and foremost. They do buy nicer items. Most of the Indians that I have worked with, Eastern Indians. And again, if I say something, I'm not meant out of any offense. So if someone's taking offense to what I'm saying, please just stop with that. I'm trying to provide advice here. So again, most of you are pretty awesome and don't worry about these kind of things. But if I say something, it's not meant out of offense. Again, I may refer to them as Indian buyers. Please don't take offense by that. But they are from Eastern India and they're from the country of India. So that's why I say that. But they do really like quality, okay? And they buy nice things. Even most of the vehicles that I've seen them come in, they come in nicer cars, SUVs. They prefer, you know, name brand items if they can, you know, afford that in their budget. They're big on trust. You have to earn their trust. Typically with these type of buyers, they don't really like lawyers. And big, long contracts are definitely intimidating to them. They don't trust our legal system. So you have to really build that personal trust with them in that relationship. Now, the other thing with their culture is that they come from a barter system. And this is probably one of the biggest sources of frustration that I've had over the years and many other people that I've talked to have had, is that they really do like to barter. And again, it's not necessarily that they're cheap. It's not necessarily like they're trying to put you out of business. But typically, like with our culture, especially with among home builders, we tend to give people our best price. That's our price. Maybe we have a promotion and that's about it. That completely flies in the face of that type of buyer, the Indian or the Hindu type buyer. They want to barter on their home and they expect it. They're used to going to the market and buying things and kind of trading, bartering back and forth. And that's part of the fun. They don't spend as much time as we do as Americans, or, you know, Western civilization, however you want to frame that. They don't spend as much time on entertainment like we do. You know, we watch a lot of TV, you know, we play video games, we do all these kind of things. They don't do nearly as much of that in their culture. Their culture is actually fairly social. So they like to interact with others face to face. They like to barter and spend time doing that. Again, it seems odd for us, but again, remember that's, you know, we've got completely different cultures here. So they expect to barter. And one of my biggest lessons that I've learned in dealing with these folks is that for many times I learned the hard way. I give them my best price. I figure, well, they're savvy. They're going to really shop around, give them the best price. And then, of course, they come around and want a deal. And you say, no deal, this is the price. And you know, lo and behold, they don't go much further with us and they move on. It's kind of insulting to them that you know, didn't want to negotiate with them. So one of the buyers that we had later on, we said, hey, let's just, you know, we understand that they like to barter. We'll just raise our price slightly and we'll barter with them and see what happens. And we did. We took the price up $10,000. I hate to admit this, but we did. We said, okay, we'll just mark the house up $10,000. Gave them a price. And then, of course, they wanted to barter and we bartered. And we bartered basically down the $10,000. And they were thrilled. They were like, you guys are awesome. We really appreciate dealing with you. Thank you for working with us. And they were so happy. And they, you know, so we kind of did that all the way through. We added a very small percentage to everything that we quoted them, and we bartered it down. At the end of the day, they probably paid about the same as everyone else, but they were thrilled. They wanted to barter. They wanted to go back and forth a little bit. And the fact that we did that really ingratiated them to us. So understand that, and understand if you're dealing with that type of buyer, you may have to do that. They like to barter a little bit. They want to go back and forth. They want to feel like they won. They want to feel like they got a deal. That's part of their culture, and you need to integrate that into your process. Another thing that you need to be a little careful with Indian buyers, and I've dealt with this before, is a lot of times I think they understand that a lot of salespeople don't want to give them attention. They don't always feel like, you know, they might be, if there's several people in the home, they might be the second or third person that actually gets attention from a salesperson. So sometimes they do what I call feign interest. And what I mean by that is they will almost like right away come up to you and say, I want to buy this house, or I'm ready to buy a home right now. And they don't really mean that. They don't mean they're going to buy it today or this week. But they kind of do that to get your attention and make sure that you realize they're important, you invest time in them. But you have to understand that that's not likely going to happen. They're going to need time, and they're going to when they say that, they mean that they want attention so they can start the process. But what we hear in America is we hear, oh, they want to buy the house, they want to sign a contract today. And that's not their intention. What they're saying and what they mean are different from what we're hearing and what we think they mean. And what they mean by that is they want to start the buying process today, but they're not going to buy today. So you have to understand that. And so that's, again, a little clash of culture a little bit where we have those misunderstandings. Okay, so we talked a little bit about like general tips and what they're dealing with and how they like to deal. But what kind of things do they really want in their home? Well, as I mentioned earlier and kind of alluded to, they have a particular belief system. And again, each one is different. Each one has a different culture. But by and large, they follow the Vatsu belief system. And a lot of it has to do with forces of nature. And it's really about creating a home and a space that provides them prosperity, provides them luck. And so depending on the home and the way it faces, that has different energy for the different ways it faces. And they're really big in believing in the sun. Obviously, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And so that really factors in very heavily into their decision with the home. Ideally, they want the front of their home facing east. Most buyers will start with that, and that's very important. But it does not mean that they won't buy a house if it's not facing east. They will also consider a home that's facing north, or obviously northeast is fine as well. They will deal with a home that faces north, but it will affect how everything is located within the home. So you have to understand that. Primarily, though, they are going to go for that east-facing home first. If they can't get that, then they will work with some other situations. When the home faces east, that provides that prosperity and luck for them. Whereas if it faces north, that really is a sign of leadership. And so, again, those are still positive forces, just a different set of circumstances. Another thing that's really important to these buyers is when you go in that entryway, you want to have a nice big entryway. Ideally, a double door is very important to them if you can do that. But the other thing is the staircase. You do not want the staircase directly facing the front door. A lot of times that's what they consider energy in the home. And when that staircase is facing the door, that energy, when you open the door, it goes out the door. So you want the staircase L-shaped or facing, you know, on an opposite wall, not directly positioned in front of the front door. So be cautious of that with some of the home designs, because a lot of it is about the energy and the flow. Another thing that's really important to the buyers when we talk about facing is with cooking and fire, for example. Again, we just think it's cooking, but for them, they're very concerned about fire. They're very concerned about water. and that has spiritual meaning to them. So fire is supposed to face east, just like the sun. You want your stove facing east. That's usually one of the most important things that they factor in when they're buying a home, is that the stove has to face east. And you do not want your sink right next to the stove. So it should be on an opposite wall or further away, because those are opposite forces working together, fire and water. So keep that in mind as well. Another thing that's very important to that type of buyer is, because of the spirituality with them, you also have to understand that they're going to want certain things in their building process, and it's important to them. And so the last home that we just finished for a very wonderful couple, we needed to do a prayer before we built their home. They brought a priest out and they prayed and blessed the site before they built, for good fortune and to ward away evil spirits. And what's interesting is, at least with this couple, is they hired a Catholic priest. So again, you have to understand that even though we have a different culture there, you know, they actually use the Catholic belief system. They hired a Catholic priest and to come out to the site to bless their home. So again, every culture is a little different. They're fairly Americanized, but they've adopted some Western religion, and it's kind of interesting. The other thing that we had to do for them, which was kind of interesting, is they brought all sorts of items to us that were blessed, and we needed to bury them in a certain, and I forgot which corner of the basement, but we asked them which section of the basement they wanted it, and we buried these spiritual items in their basement before we poured the floors. And this was very important to them, as that, again, provides positive energy into their home. So it's good to ask questions right away. Are you going to have a blessing with your home? Are there any, significant or spiritual items that you want located in the home? Are you planning to do that? Just so that you don't roll past that and upset them. And then as we completed the home, again, they had a blessing before they moved in. And the reason I'm even doing this podcast is because we just completed this home for a couple, and they had a blessing. So their home closed on Thursday. They blessed it on Saturday, and they invited me over to their home to celebrate Saturday evening. They had not moved anything into their home yet. In fact, they had the blessing. Then they moved their items into the, or they had a party rather, and invited their friends, and they invited their neighbors, and they invited our building company. And they served us food and thanked us and complimented us numerous times in front of all their friends and family. So if you do a good job, if you sort of nail the things that they're looking for, they can become one of your very best referral sources that you have ever had. Probably times 10 of any of your other buyers if you do a good job. So this is important. It does make a difference. And if you do a good job, they will refer you to their very close friends and family. And that means a lot, because their word does mean a lot. So they can be excellent home buyers. They usually have good credit. Like I said, they're intelligent. They have good paying jobs, but they are a little challenging up front, because we have to understand what's important to them and what they need in the buying process. And if you can do that and you do a good job, you can not only have a very, very happy customer, but many more to come. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.